Let's pray that God will speak through his word. Father God, we thank you. You are a speaking God. And we pray as we meet as your family now, you would help us to hear, help us to understand, and help us to believe what you have for us through your word. Amen. Well, you'll have, hopefully you have that passage in front of you, either in the Bible or in the service sheet. The church is central to history. Do you spot that down in verse 11? According to God's eternal purpose, all the way through, God has had church, God's family, in mind. It's central to the gospel. We often talk about God saving us as individuals, but actually more and more throughout the Bible, God talks about saving us together as a family. And it's central to our lives as Christians. We encourage each other. We help each other as we meet together as the church. But have a look there down in verse 10. His intent, God's intent, was that now, through the church, the manifold wisdom of God should be made known. Manifold. It means kind of lots of bits. You could almost see multicolored. The multicolored, multi-bitted wisdom of God is made known through his church. It's like different colors coming together and making complicated patterns like you have on those kaleidoscopes to make the whole. And a way that God's church, his family, show that is by having lots of different sorts of people. Old people, young people, cool people, sciencey people. They're not separate, cool and science. Sporty, funny, serious, silly, wise. So I thought I'd test that here this afternoon. If we do have different sorts of people, even in this room. So if everyone could be up on their feet, please. Okay, so stay standing. So everyone on your feet, and then stay standing if you really love those decorating programs they have on TV where they go in and change things about and make it all beautiful. So stay standing if you love those. Okay, so have a look around. These people, they love the decorating programs. No idea why, but they love them. Helen loves them too. Okay, stand up again. Okay, stay standing if you did science at kind of university level. Yes. Okay, have a look around. These are the best people. I mean, these are the sciencey people. Excellent. Okay, everyone up again. Stay standing if you have played sports for like a club, at a club level. So not just ever, but at kind of a club level or maybe for your school. Okay, so look around. Those are the sporty people who'll be inviting people to the sports quiz. Excellent. Everyone stand up. Stay standing if you have done dance lessons for more than 3 years. So more than 3 years of kind of dance. These are the people who have the best poise. They look the most balletic. Excellent. Okay, last one. Everyone stand up again. Stay standing if at the moment you are watching every episode of Bake Off. Yeah, that's one that really divides us. Excellent. Thank you very much. Have a sit down. So even within our congregation, we don't have a massive age spread necessarily. But even with our congregation, there are different sorts of people coming together. It's wonderful. Shows God's many-colored wisdom to the universe. That's one of the reasons why I love all-age services. They are slightly trickier to put on. They're not kids' services, but they're aimed to be all-age services, something for everyone within these things. Did you know that young people in general find it very difficult to relate even up or down sort of 2 or 3 years now? Because of the rate of developing technology and programs and culture, 5 years and you're in a different generation. 50 years ago, it was sort of 30-year generations, but now things are changing very quickly. Church can and should be different. Across the generations, we can relate to each other and look after each other. We think about growth groups. It's not just one sort of person. Sometimes, not here necessarily, but across maybe the wider church, and in churches I've been before, people don't want to join growth groups or home groups because people there will be different to them. That's not right, is it? Church should be different. We should be looking to meet with people who are different to us and loving each other as family. And of course, there are different areas of service, different types of people doing different jobs. We've had lots to do. sorting things out here at Oldfield, and we'll have lots to do when we go back, and it's brilliant. And thank you so much for being involved in whatever way you're involved, doing lots of different things. So this is our next little section. We've thought about how we're all different sorts of people coming together, and the kaleidoscope that you made may help you remember that. It's different colours, but blending together. Here we have something not just about God's wisdom, but about his glory in the world and throughout all generations. So let's have a look at those verses again, if you've got them in your Bible or down there in your service sheet. You may remember this from the end of Paul's prayer. Now to him who's able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine. So this is not just able to do what we ask, not just able to do more than we ask, not just more than we can imagine, but immeasurably more than we can ask or imagine. God can do these things, and not just in Christ Jesus, but do you notice, to him be glory in the church. Now we have a seriously glorious God. You may remember stories throughout the Bible when God's glory appears on the mountain. Moses has a shiny face. Other people have to stay away. When God's glory arrives in the temple, the priests have to leave. In Isaiah 6, we looked at a couple of weeks ago, we see God's glory in high and exalted this throne and his glory throughout the whole world. When God's glory is about, people are awestruck. It's amazing. And here we read of God's glory in the church. Do we expect this in the church? We've already thought about from Ephesians that God's gospel, the good news, peace, is with each other as well as with God. We have access to Father God, but we're united in one spirit and we are family together. When this happens, God is pleased, and he's so pleased. It's like he has a trophy showing off his glory in the universe. So have a look down at that other little passage I've given you, Ephesians 2, verse 6 and 7. God raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus, in order that in the coming ages he might show the incomparable riches of his grace expressed in his kindness to us in Christ Jesus. The incomparable, amazing riches of God's grace are raised up and shown in the heavenly realms. And that is God's kindness to us. It's as if he has, if you have a trophy in a trophy cabinet, he's saying, look what I did, my church. That's what God did through the ages. That's what God is doing now. He's doing his church. That's his kindness to us. That's his work in the world. My church, he says, united to me, united to each other. Look what I did. This shows God's glory. So have a look around or have a think about your church. Is it showing God's wisdom? God's glory. We've got our part to play. Are we getting to know people who are different to us? Different in age or in outlook? Different in character or the style of things they like? And are we being blessed by that, enriched by that, and blessing them as we get to know them? Maybe even today or next week, you can be talking to someone you don't usually speak to at the end of the service. So no one feels on the outside of things, but we all know that we're part of this one church. Are you getting into small groups, making the effort to get to men's events or women's events? They're natural ways to help us get to know each other across some of the gaps, across some of the sort of differences between us. We're showing God's glory to the world, in ourselves as individuals, but yet also as a community. In our social events, do our dinner parties, our social gatherings, bring God's wisdom and God's glory to our non-Christian friends as they look in and they see our deep relationships, our different relationships? Do we support each other at school or at work or on the sports field as distinctive Christians? Two thoughts for us today. The church is the wisdom of God, the manifold, multicolored wisdom of God, and the church is the glory of God, and he shows it off in the universe through all the ages. All ages, all types, all backgrounds, united to each other and united to God in Jesus, in what Jesus has done for us. Jesus dying on the cross to bring us to God and to bring us perfectly to each other. Now to him who is able to immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen.